This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said there can be no ceasefire in the war in Ukraine unless it's part of a just and lasting peace deal that includes Russia's military withdrawal. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Blinken's comments came in a speech during his visit to Finland, in which he said a ceasefire would simply freeze current lines in place and therefore
enables Putin to consolidate control over the territory he seized and then rest, rearm and reattack. That is not a just and lasting peace. It's a Potemkin peace. It would legitimize Russia's land grab. It would reward the aggressor and punish the victim.
Blinken also said that Russia must pay a share of Ukraine's reconstruction and be held accountable for launching its full-scale invasion of its neighbor in February 2022. I'm Karen Chamas.
The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said two people were killed and two others injured on Friday after attacks shelled near the town near the border. While officials in nearby regions reported overnight drone attacks, Russian officials have in recent days reported intensified attacks from northern Ukraine. Fending off a U.S. default, the Senate has given final approval to a debt ceiling and budget cuts package.
I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, as it's now on its way to President Joe Biden's desk to become law before a fast-approaching deadline, the Senate ground through late-night voting Thursday to wrap up work on the hard-fought deal. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The White House is ready to have talks with Russia about a future nuclear arms control framework. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Two senior administration officials who've asked to remain anonymous say that White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will make clear in an address to the Arms Control Association today of the Biden administration's desire for talks on building a new framework. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in February that he was suspending Russia's cooperation with the new START treaty's provisions for nuclear warhead and missile inspections, but Russia did say it would respect the treaty's caps on nuclear weapons. The officials say Sullivan will underscore that the U.S. remains committed to adhering to the treaty if Russia does. Donna Warder, Washington.
Senegal braced for a second day of unrest on Friday after a jail sentence for opposition leader Ousmane Sonko led to one of the deadliest days of violence in recent memory. Nine people were killed in clashes between riot police and Sonko supporters on Thursday after the presidential aspirant was sentenced to 2 years for corrupting youth, a verdict that cast doubt on his chances of running for president next year and which the opposition says is politically motivated. As Jakarta sinks by around 6 inches per year, ecotourism around the Indonesian capital is picking up as residents flock to nearby mangrove reserves to replant the trees, which shield the city from rising tides. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Ecotourists in Indonesia are discovering the benefits of mangroves as the country pushes to conserve and replant coastal areas that have been decimated by human activity. Mangroves are vital for megacity Jakarta, which is one of the fastest sinking cities in the world, and where the trees play a vital role in holding off rising tides. The sanctuary makes up just a sliver of Indonesia's near 16,000 square mile mangrove area spread along the nation's coasts.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Hundreds of thousands of residents in Japan were urged to evacuate on Friday as a tropical storm brought heavy rain and caused several rivers to overflow. The eye of the storm, which is weakened from a typhoon, was 170 kilometers east of the country's southern islands by the afternoon. A non-mandatory evacuation order was issued to more than 410,000 people in Toyota in the central region, as well as in other parts of western and central Japan. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.